So welcome to session one of the workshop, and today's session is going to be on claiming your authority. And here's what we're going to be going over today. We're going to be talking about the authority mindset. You're going to learn about how to discover your authority archetype and really, really hone in on that. You've probably seen other types of archetype identifiers, but this one is going to be very, very specific to your authority positioning. We're also going to talk about the power of micro specialization. This is one of the key components to positioning yourself as that authority. And it's also going to help a lot of you to identify really what you're best at and what your passion around helping folks is really going to be most effective. And we're going to talk about how to refine that micro specialization to eliminate competition, because it really is all about framing. And so you're going to leave today with a really, really deeper understanding about kind of what you do, who you help, and to prepare you for the future sessions on positioning yourself as that authority. So we're going to start off here with the authority mindset. 80% of business is mindset and being able to manage your emotional capacity, and 20% are the mechanics and strategies. That's from Tony Robbins. And one of the things that we really want to stress on this is with the authority positioning, the mindset has to be right. You can do all the tactics, you can do all the strategies, all that stuff, but if your mindset isn't right and you're not being that person that can be seen as an authority, it's just simply not going to work. At worst, or at best, it's not going to be nearly as effective as it could be. So first of all, let's talk about really about erasing the need to convince others that you are an expert. That's one of the biggest things that the problem that people have is thinking that they have to convince others that they're an expert in order to be considered an authority. And it's something that we've kind of been trained on, that, you know, you need to call yourself the expert for people to recognize you as the expert. And the fact is that just doesn't work. If it worked at one time, it doesn't work really anymore in this market and with the level of sophistication people have, especially when you have so much of that coming online. Authority, it's not about becoming a person that is comfortable calling themselves an expert. But authority is about becoming a person that does what's necessary to make it easy for others to call them the expert. So I really want to focus in and think about what an expert is. And if you have pen and paper, get it out, because this is where you're going to really want to take some notes. Expert. Here's really the fact about it. And if you can be honest with yourself, you don't have to even reveal this to me or anyone else, but I want you to really be honest with yourself and kind of look inside. We are not comfortable calling ourselves the experts. Very few people are comfortable calling themselves an expert, because what we think of an expert, we think an expert is that an expert knows everything about their subject matter. An expert, it's been driven into our heads that expert is the best at what they do in their field, that most of us feel that, you know, there are others in our field that know more than us, that there are others that can be considered better. And many of us really feel that word expert is a word that applies to someone else. It's not something that applies to us. Now, does that mean that you don't believe that you're good at what you do? Absolutely not. But this word is a very strong word. It's a very powerful word, and it's one that can do harm if that's what you're trying to convince others that you are, if you're not quite there where you've convinced yourself. All right. We may feel very uncomfortable calling ourselves the expert, because what we are doing when we think of expert is we're comparing ourselves to the highlight reels of others. When you compare yourself to other, and I don't care, you know, what industry that you're in. And like I said, you know, many people that are watching this right now have a very diverse background. They are in many different areas of the way that they help people, from business to fitness and health to spiritual healing and coaching, consulting. And when you think of expert and you're comparing yourself, well, who's the leader in my industry? Who's this person? If you compare yourself to others, what's going to happen is it's going to cause a lot of fear. It's going to cause anxiety. It's going to affect your confidence. And what it does is it prevents us from having 100% confidence when we call ourselves the expert or try to convince others that we are the expert. Because the fact is, if we can't convince ourselves that we are the expert, we're not going to be successful in convincing others we're the expert. And so one of the things that you really need to be able to develop and to accept and understand fairly quickly as we go through this workshop is to remove any need to convince anyone that you're the expert, to remove any need to convince to do things that you may think will cause people to think you're the expert, to try to sound smart, to try to sound clever, because it's just not going to work. And it's actually going to be more damaging than it is going to help you do that. And so what I want you to think right now is if you have that fear, you have the anxiety when you try to put yourself out there as the expert or call yourself the expert. And what I want you to do right now is to erase that, completely erase that, because there is not going to be any need at all anymore for you to call yourself the expert or convince anyone else that you're the expert. And the reason is because we're going to reframe this, our mindset, and now you are the educator and the advocate. And I want you to write that down. If you type it on your computer, if you write it on a notepad, whatever you have in front of you, around you, write down that I am the educator and the advocate for the success of my prospects and my customers. Because when we stop trying to convince ourselves and we stop trying to convince others that we're experts and start being educators and advocates for our customers and our prospects, we can speak from on that with 100% confidence, 100% of the time. That is the basis, the foundation of authority. Because once you start becoming and putting yourself out there as an educator and advocate, where before you may have been comparing yourself to others and what others have accomplished and what others know, what others can do, whether you're better, whether you're not better than them, when you remove that and say, I am an educator and advocate, that is a benchmark that you're going to hit every single time. You're going to hit that 100% of the time. So this is really the definition now that we are using as the authority as we go through this, right? If you can look your prospects and your customers confidently in the eye and say, I can help you, then you will never feel the need to call yourself the expert again. And I want you to think about that, and I really want that to sink it in, and at the risk of being redundant, I want to say that again. If you can look your prospects and customers confidently in the eye and say, I can help you, then you never need to call yourself an expert again. And I'm going to be willing to bet that anyone that is watching this right now can do that. Because if you couldn't do that, if you didn't have the confidence that you're able to help someone, then you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't feel that you are ready to take the step. And the fact is, the fact that you are ready to take the step, you know that you can help people. And that is the definition. That's the criteria that we are using and that others use outside of you for what an authority is. So if that's you, congratulations. Be that educator and advocate. And you're going to find that you are going to walk with a different swagger. You're going to have a very different level of confidence in you because you can confidently be that educator and advocate for your customers and your prospects. So let's talk about this. And this is going to be some exercises that you want to actually practice on a regular basis. And in fact, we're going to have some exercises for you to do throughout this workshop to really get you second nature at this. All right. So I'm going to ask you a question. What do you do? All right. So I want you to think about that. If you're at a party, if you're at a networking event, if you're anywhere and someone says, what do you do? I want you to take just a few seconds and think about what your response would be. What would your natural second nature response be to what do you do? All right. And so this is where we get very deep into I help versus I am. With what do you do? I want you to think, how did you begin your reply to that question? All right. How did you begin your reply when asked, what do you do? Did that reply begin with I am, I own, I make? So think about that and reflect back on it. It's nothing that you have to share with anyone right now, but for your own benefit, think about how you naturally answered that question. All right. And that really is going to tell you a lot about the positioning that you're doing right now. If you started out with, I am a business coach, or I own a fitness boot camp, or I make websites for entrepreneurs, what's going to happen is the rest of that conversation is going to be all about you. And that's where the expert positioning comes from, is what do I do? Well, this is my chance to make them feel that I'm an expert. And this goes beyond just a conversation and a networking event, because people take it to interviews, doing podcast interviews, doing radio interviews, doing television interviews. When they speak from the stage, you've probably seen where people, they go on and on about them. This is what I do. This is what I've done. This is what I've accomplished. This is what I've achieved. This is the certificates I have. And the reason they're doing that is because they feel they need to convince you that they're the expert. And it's, you know, right now that you recognize that that's not what you walk away feeling. You walk away feeling that they talked all about themselves and you gained nothing out of your time spent listening to them. So if we go back to the I help versus I am, when asked, what do you do? If you make the default, if you require yourself to answer that question and begin that reply with, I help. Well, what you've done is you've pretty much put in a mechanism that eliminates your ability to make it about you. All right. I help. So I want you to think about that. And then we're going to think about, who do you help? And what outcome do you help them achieve? Those seem like two very, very simple questions, but they're questions that most people can't answer naturally, that they don't have it on the tip of their tongue. And I can tell you, just by getting the answers down to that, you're going to be miles ahead of a lot of people when they, for authority positioning, because they can't talk about who they help or the outcome they help them achieve. They can talk about the steps that they take someone through. They can talk about a very vague and broad stroke of the result, but it is not something that they have defined. And I know from reading a lot of people's responses and let us know about their business, that they're not honed in on kind of their target. They're not honed in on that person that they help or exactly what they do. And that's one thing that we're going to make sure that you have identified and know with certainty before this workshop is over. So first of all is, who do you help? Think about that. Who is the person you help? If you close your eyes, you look at your mind's eye, who is that person that you help with what you do, with your product, with your service? And you're going to think about that. And I want you to think about that over the next few days, and not in general terms, but very specifically, the people that you're most passionate about helping, the person that you're most successful with helping, that gets the most out of working with you. The next question is, what outcome do you help them achieve? Now, this isn't about the steps that you take them through. This isn't not about incremental goals. It's, what is the outcome when someone is making a decision to work with you? What is the end result, that outcome? What is it that they romanticize about that is going to occur as the result of working with you or your product or your service? That's so important to understand what it is the person is seeing themselves as accomplishing, as achieving. And many of us don't have that. They don't know. They have, I help them very incrementally and they know some of the steps, but they don't know what are able to verbalize that big outcome of what they help them achieve. So if we talk about I help versus I am, let's think of some examples. Okay. Instead of I am a business coach, you may say, I help entrepreneurs and professionals rapidly grow their profits, reduce their workload so they can enjoy the success they built. Or I own a fitness boot camp. You require yourself to begin that with I help. It could be I help busy professionals to quickly develop exercise and nutrition habits that they can easily follow in the shortest amount of time. I make websites for entrepreneurs. Could be something like, I help entrepreneurs make sure their online image and brand is high quality as the services that they deliver to their clients. All right. And so those are quick examples, but you see the difference in what happens that when you change the I am, I own, I make to I help, what you've done is you've now made it all about them. And when you make it all about them, that is when you have begun to form that foundation of being that educator and the advocate. And we're going to talk about how to do that tactically in the Becoming the Educator and Advocate session that we're going to be doing, which is the next session that's going to be coming up on the next workshop module. So we're going to give you some exercises and things to do that more deeply, but that is the core of what that is to start putting yourself into that authority mindset. Now, what I want to do is I want to take a few questions. If there's something right there on the tip of your tongue or right at the edge of your brain that you're trying to understand about any of that I can answer. Does anybody have any questions real quick? And I want to find out if you are, does everybody feel that they're 100% confident that they are an educator and advocate for the success of their prospects and their customers? All right. Has everyone eliminated the word expert from their brain? Is expert removed from your mind? All right. Fantastic. So what we're going to do is we're going to move on to the next session, to the next piece of the session. But what I want you to do is think about this, because don't kind of think, oh, that was cool. I need to think about that. I mean, you have to make a really purposeful decision to think about this, because it is going to be the foundation, the core, as we move through the full workshop to being able to be that person, that educator and advocate, when you are being seen and you start using the exposure and start doing that so that others see you as that educator and advocate, because this really will remove the need for you to call yourself the expert and allow others to call yourself the expert.